Welcome back to the radio show, Steve's Radio Show. Sadly, due to budget cuts, we have had to combine Greg's Plumbing, dumb show, with Steve the Plumber's Radio Show.
Hi, everybody. So,
I hate you. We do have I have a guest. His name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. No relation to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is a philanthropist, as I understand. And, Greg, don't speak. I saw your mouth open. You were about to speak. I hate you.
Sorry. So, Arnold. Can I call you Arnie?
It's actually Arnold.
Arnold. Tell me a little bit about yourself and
Greg,
your work.
Greg, this is my guest.
It's our guest.
No.
I would say we have joint custody.
No, this was my show. You're now on my show.
Well, to answer your question, I help inmates on death row.
You know what? That's great. This is really more important than whatever stupid thing
you
do.
Well, I help them contact their favorite celebrities so that their favorite celebrities can watch them get executed.
Well, look at you. All high and mighty on your execution row or whatever. We're having a real-life problem right now.
Greg.
And you've just...
I hate you.
I hate you. Let's flesh this out right now.
Okay.
List 10 reasons you hate me.
Number one, you are my biggest competitor.
Well, I mean, you're my smallest competitor.
Wow. I hate you.
Got him good.
Number two, I just plain hate you. Number three, you are very literate, as I am not illiterate. No, wait. I'm sorry. I get my words confused.
Words, am I right? Yeah, first time saying words?
This reason guy. Number five. You have slightly better hair than me.
Slightly, but...
Reason number
I'll
six.
Take that.
You think that you have a better face than me. Nope.
Is there any point I can do my plug for my...
Arnold, how about you shut up?
It's Arnold.
Listen, nobody asked. Greg... I want you to leave this show and
no,
never come back.
I want you to leave this show.
This is my show that you joined.
No, we're a joint show.
Since when?
We are a joint.
I hate budget cuts. I'm gonna... You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna start up a business.
What?
And...
No, you have
money.
A business. You're a plumber. That's what you do.
I'm
Did you forget about that?
You know what? I'm gonna set up a side business.
Side business.
And I'm gonna
side
make a bunch
business.
Of money.
What are you gonna do? Go
and I'm gonna
go get Brad Pitt to see a guy get killed like this idiot.
It's really more like C-list celebrities.
Arnold, shut up.
Arnie.
It's Arnold, and Arnie was my dad, who was a convicted murderer, but he did get to have Elvis Costello watch him die.
Boy, isn't that interesting?
Wow,
anyway.
You are so fascinating. Why don't you go watch some celebrity die or whatever it is you
Greg,
do.
Greg, how about you shut up too?
How about you shut up?
How about...
There's a reason I bring a loaded gun to every single recording.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna leave.
No, you're in it to win it now.
Okay,
you're
don't,
here.
Don't point
okay.
the gun at him. Don't do that.
If anyone's listening to this, he is pointing a gun. This is Arnold.
Arnold.
He's pointing a gun.
Well, guess what?
At my
I got a gun
penis.
Too.
Oh no, we have both guns. We both have guns. Point it at him. Get him.
No, I'm pointing
oh,
at
no.
you.
Oh no. Yeah,
I hate
sorry.
You.
I get my priorities messed up here.
I'm gonna shoot you in the
well,
face hole.
Well, I have my gun in my car. Can I go get it real quick?
Yeah, go. Just come back. We're watching you out the window, though.
There it goes. Out the door.
Well, I think this would be a good time for an ad break. We'll be back. Hopefully Arnold will come back. Hey, no! Hey! Go get him. He's...
I hate you, Greg. I don't take orders from you.
I'm going to. Anyway, just we'll be back after the break.
Faces. Aren't they the worst? I hate faces, and I know that most other people do, too. So I'm here to help you not see faces. It's a whole new product that I call Instant Blindness. With Instant Blindness, you simply spray the acid spray inside the bottle into both of your eyeballs, and you'll never have to see a face again. Also, if you get Instant Blindness 2.0, you can spray it on other people's faces, and they won't have a face. Call now at 1-800-INSTANT-BLINDNESS. Or www.instantblindness.estonia. These products are illegal in the United States and Canada, except for Texas.
And we're back with the Greg the Plumber Show.
No, Steve the Plumber.
Greg the Plumber.
No. I honestly thought it was Ryan the Plumber.
Are you kidding?
Ryan, no. Like, all things aside, that guy's just
that guy's the worst.
I might have walked into the wrong studio.
Mm. Well, you're in it now, baby! Anyway, over the ad break, we, Arnold Augustus got his gun, and he...
It's Arnold.
Nobody cares.
Potato, Arnold. He got his gun, and now we're in a Mexican standoff. But before we continue this, I'd just like to thank our sponsor.
It's actually technically a Colombian standoff.
Okay, well, who gave you a Harvard degree, am I right?
Harvard did, actually.
This guy.
You know, if I didn't hate
you
so much...
Class of 2005.
I'd shoot him.
After I shoot you,
I'm shooting him. Right. Anyway, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Instant Blindness. Now, just to give you an image of what's happening in the studio right now, I am pointing my gun at Steve, and Steve is pointing his gun at Arnold for some reason,
Arnold.
And Arnold is pointing his gun at me.
Yes.
That's just giving you an idea of what's happening right now. So we can resume. I hate you. I literally want to kill you. Why...
I want to kill you after I shoot Arnold.
Well, here's the thing. I should probably shoot Steve because he's pointing a gun at me, but Greg does have a more annoying voice, so I kind of want to shoot him.
Thank you.
Do you get calls into this show? Like, could we get some opinions on who I should shoot, or is this...
I mean, we can.
This, this is a bad time?
We can open up the phone lines if you'd like.
All right, cool.
Let me get the phone out real quick.
Okay. Well, just, why are you keeping it under there like an idiot?
I don't know. Just, we never get calls. We got it in that first time. Here.
Is that a rabbit cage?
Oh, yeah.
You keep the phone in a rabbit cage.
I mean, it gets away sometimes, so let me just...
Have you confused phones and rabbits?
Shut up. I hate you. Okay. The phone's out now.
So our first caller...
Hello?
Hi, who is this speaking?
This is Meredith.
Hi, Meredith, and where are you calling from?
Tennessee, Georgia.
Which one?
It's actually a small town in New Jersey that I grew
Nobody up in. Nobody asked you, Arnold. Shut up.
It's actually Arnold.
Arnold? Your name's Arnold.
He's not wrong. So, if you've been listening, if you've been tuned in, then you'll know that we are currently in a Mexican standoff.
Yes, I find this very offensive to Mexicans.
I think that,
Mexicans have had it too good for too long, that's what I say.
You know, which one should I shoot, Meredith? I just need to know that.
Arnold, how about you just shut up? Let these two other guys shoot you, how about that?
I think I might actually, yeah, I might just do that.
It's a good idea.
I mean, I spent my whole life doing good for people, and it's just...
Shut up, Arnold.
Yeah, that's real nice. Good, listen, it's already 4. I'm gonna go to sleep after I drink some prune juice, so... that's all I had to say.
Well, thanks for your input, Meredith.
Yeah, screw you.
Okay. Well, goodbye then.
I've always liked Steve.
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
Steve, you were oddly quiet during that exchange. Was that your mom?
No.
Okay, I gotta go now. Bye.
Did we hang up on her? I thought we hung up on her. Anyway, opening the line to caller 2.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who is this now?
I am Kermit the Hermit.
Kermit the Hermit. Now, any relation to Kermit the Frog?
Who is that? I've been in a cave for 50 years.
Hmm. That's odd. Are you in an ongoing lawsuit with the Henson Estate?
I hate Jim Henson.
Wow.
He killed my family.
Oh, wow. This is hot, hot news, hot
but
news.
But here's the thing, I killed his entire family, too.
Oh.
So
wait, before he killed yours, or
it was kind of all one big?
Was it a Mexican standoff similar to what we're doing right now?
Well, it was at a Cinco de Mayo party that kind of went awry.
I think that qualifies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at our producer and he's saying yes. So well, it was
a
Mexican
wait a minute,
standoff.
There's another person here.
He's in the other room.
Oh, is he the guy with the machine gun?
Oh yeah, no, he brings that to every recording.
Yeah. He's not a part of the Mexican
Thomas,
standoff. He's
crazy. What a guy, though.
What a kooky guy.
Anyway,
shut
continue.
Up,
well, I personally think you all should shoot yourselves, just like everyone point a gun to their head and just die because it's life is meaningless.
You raise a good point.
He's not
also
wrong.
You sound real dumb. Goodbye. Hanging up. Boom. He's out.
Huh. Maybe he's right.
Can we shoot him right now?
Arnold?
Yeah, let's shoot him right now.
I'd rather do that.
Just go. All
right.
Oh, no. What? Are these fake?
What the...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another ad break. And during the ad break, we're going to sort out what's going on here. Because it turns out that our guns are fake.
Who repaired
and...
I think mine is. Gun was a
fake... Oh.
My gun is not fake.
His Somebody... gun is not fake. We'll be right back. We're going to another ad break. But thank you for listening. And
You're
we'll
all
be back.
Dead.
Oh, no.
You're all dead.
Arnold, shut up.
Coming this summer, the world is filled with throw pillows. One man has to fight them all off. That man is Jack Black in Throw Pillow Butt Soup. Why is it called that? We don't know. Rated R.
And we're back on the Greg the Plumber show.
No, now, Steve the Plumber.
You know what?
It is my show.
If my gun was real, I'd shoot you.
If I'm going to hit you with my fake gun.
Oh, no.
Too bad I'm...
That's a threat.
Too tired.
I feel threatened.
Good. Anyway.
Would you like to catch them up or shall I? That's a trick question. It's going to be me.
I hate you.
While we were on the ad break, Augustus, or whatever his name was, shot himself with his gun, which turned out to be real. In the sweet irony, Luis Guzman was in the studio, so he did get to see a celebrity see him die. Anyway, we have since then put all of our guns in a bag and gave the bag to our producer, Tommy, and he has now given it back. And we don't know if there's a real gun or if they're both fake guns. So we're just going to reach in and grab the gun. So this will be a thrill for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are going to shoot each other.
Yeah. Not ourselves, each other.
Each other at the same time, see who dies. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Thank you for tuning in. This podcast was brought to you by the Third Goat Network. Thank you for tuning in because it lets me keep my job even though they pay me minimum wage and my kids are starving under a bridge. Tune in next week to hear somebody talk about something.